What kind of bread did you make with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Did you make any, for instance, in any different kinds of things? Did you ever build, make anything in the, you put it in, put it, cook it in there on the...
What do you mean, these old oven and lids?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have one of them. We didn't use them on the fireplace. But cornbread, I guess, and, well, my daddy, he liked mush, I think.
What's that?
Mush.
Yeah. How is that prepared?
Well, it's a whole lot like cream of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
I never did like it. Well, he'd put molasses in, or sugar, he liked the molasses.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If when cornbread's cooked in a large, what would you call that? A what of bread?
Corn dodger.
Uh-huh.
Just a pan of bread.
Uh-huh.
Well, I use skillet now to bake mm-hmm. my bread in, but we had big long bread pans.
And you call that a corn dodger, the
uh-huh.
whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'd make different dodgers in there, you know, not just pour it all in together.
Mm-hmm. But a corn dodger then is kind of like a small loaf?
Well, it don't raise up as high as a loaf of bread or anything, you know. It'd be an inch and a half, 2 inches thick.
Did you ever use the term pone?
Well, no, we didn't.
You never talk about it as a pone?
No.
But that, you've heard that?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've heard
the right. Now, so, but what you would call a corn dodger, then, would be the same thing as what someone else might call a pone?
Yeah.
I see. So I've heard corn dodger used for other things. This is the kind of thing I'm interested in, very thing I'm interested in. For instance, have you ever used cornmeal boiled in greens?
Oh, make dumplings?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Well, they, cornmeal dumplings. I've heard cornmeal dumplings called corn dodgers, too.
Oh.
How about these things you roll up in a ball and fry in deep fat? You're cooking fish.
Hush puppies.
Yeah. And did you ever make any kind of thing with cornbread soft and you might eat it with a spoon? Not quite much. Kind of cornbread, very soft cornbread.
No.
Or cornbread that would be made in the ashes of the fire, I guess, in that oven-like thing. You said you didn't make those.
No.
If you had, were any of the houses in your did any of the houses in your neighborhood have kind of a separate room for cooking in? A kitchen, the kitchen. It was not attached to the house itself?
I don't. No, don't believe so.
Right. And off the kitchen, you might have, in the kitchen, you might have a little room that you keep canned goods in and things.
That's the pantry.
Right. And if you had another room in the house that you just kept old, worthless, pieces of furniture and things that...
Big smokehouse again.
Okay. And what would you call...
Junkhouse.
Okay. And what would you call those articles?
Junk.
Okay. Fine. And talk about